from KQED. And now let's go to the border. At a time when diplomatic relations between politicians in the capitals of Washington, D.C. and Mexico City are pretty rocky, business leaders in San Diego just wrapped up a three-day trip to Mexico City yesterday. They were there to discuss the border economy with Mexican legislators. KPBS reporter Jean Guerrero has been in Mexico City covering the trip, and she joins us now via Skype. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Now, after all the bad blood between the federal governments of these two countries, what was the tone of the trip like?
So the tone was very, very positive. I mean, one of the most common, refrains that I kept hearing was, we want to build bridges, not walls. Then they were highlighting examples of how the San Diego-Tijuana region has been doing that. For example, through this cross-border bridge called the Cross-Border Express, which allows people to travel directly into the Tijuana airport from San Diego very easily in just a few minutes. And they were highlighting these examples and saying, we need more of this, and we need to not ignore what's happening in San Diego and Tijuana.
And so earlier this week, a group signed a memorandum of understanding with Mexico's Senate. Can you walk us through this agreement?
Yes. So it was led by the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce, which includes Tijuana and San Diego business leaders, as well as politicians. So it sets up a working group of those members, as well as members of the Mexican Senate, who will commit to collaborating on Mexican federal legislation on issues of immigration, border infrastructure, and trade.
Are there specific projects that might benefit the border region that could be impacted by this memorandum of understanding?
Specifically, ports of entry infrastructure would probably be the projects first on the table. For example, there's a new port of entry called Otay 2, which would be operated by tolls. And a lot of the details have yet to be worked out. So obviously having these meetings through the memorandum of understanding would help move that forward in a way that makes sense for both sides of the border.
Now, you know, the Trump administration has signaled an interest in renegotiating NAFTA. What did both sides have to say about that major trade agreement this week?
So one of the main messages of the delegation was that NAFTA has been highly beneficial for the San Diego-Tijuana border region in terms of profits for businesses on both sides. I interviewed both the mayor of San Diego and the mayor of Tijuana, and both of them said, like, we want to make sure that NAFTA isn't repealed. We want to negotiate it so that it becomes more modernized, for example, taking into account e-commerce, which was never factored into the original agreement. So modernizing it instead of pulling out of it.
You know, we hear a lot about the disconnect on border issues between California and the federal government. Do you sense a similar disconnect between the government in Mexico City and border areas like Tijuana?
That's definitely one of the things that I discussed with a lot of the business people here, as well as the politicians. They said that because Mexico City is just as far from the border as Washington, D.C., the federal officials are often out of touch with the reality at the border. And so part of the importance of this delegation for them is to make sure that federal officials in Mexico are aware of what is happening on the ground at the border.
Jean, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
That was KPBS reporter Jean Guerrero joining us by Skype.